All right, Bang Bang, today is Friday, October 18th, Chicago Dog Walk. I am back here with Chief. Chief, it is time for part two with the Findoms.
Woo, get ready.
You ready for Goddesses, the Goddesses part two?
I think so.
All right, bring in the Goddesses part two. If you didn't listen to part one, stop this right now. Listen to part one. Hop right back into part two. Let's just get right into it.
Probably a week now.
How do you pee? How do you pee?
There's a little hole.
Yeah, there's a little hole.
You just can't. Really? You just can't jerk off.
My sub in California. He's been locked for a year and a half.
Oh my god.
A year and a half.
That's a long time.
I told him I'm not unlocking him until he moves here to be my little bitch.
That's awesome.
I didn't know you guys were across state lines either.
Yeah, and over the country. Yeah. I used to have some London subs. My main good boy, he's in Australia.
Man, all the good ones are in like Europe, I hear.
Oh yeah,
it's Jade though. Don't you want this guy's penis to breathe a little bit?
That's fine. I do know he has lost many inches. Because if you stay in chastity,
your penis gets smaller.
It gets smaller.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I usually take breaks.
But
with
he
Seth,
really should hurry up and move here so he can be unlocked because it's not good for your prostate.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
However, there's a funny story to this. So normally, the superior is supposed to have the chastity keys.
Yes.
Both of them.
Yes.
We are supposed to be in charge.
We're supposed to have the keys. I used to be a key holder. I miss being a key holder. But yeah, we were supposed to have the keys, but across state lines, it's kind of hard.
Like, so you don't have the key.
Oh, no. It gets better. So July 4th, he locked himself up. He mailed me the keys, only to come to find out the post office snatches the envelopes if there's metal in them. So his keys are lost forever. That's why he's been in chastity so long.
What do you do in this situation?
I have a story about this too.
When he moves here, we would eventually have to try and cut it, sell it off if he really wants to get out.
I mean, can you call a locksmith? Like, how does that?
No, it's a barrel lock.
Yeah.
It's a what?
A barrel lock.
There's different kinds of locks. Like my chastity sub or my former chastity sub, he would go like months in chastity. This one time he was like sick or something because he had some health problems. I was like busy with work and I had his keys and he had to go to the hospital, but he didn't want to go to the hospital with his cage on.
My favorite's the airport.
He had to cut his lock off with like wire cutters or something.
Oh, so he just had a lock.
Yeah, he had a little padlock, and then he had to buy a new one later when we got back into it. But yeah, that was funny because I had the keys because he wanted me to have the keys, and I was like, I'll take the keys.
My chastity bitch just went to Africa, and he got searched by security. I love when that happens.
No.
The humiliation is so great.
No.
My little guy used to ask me. He'd be like, can I take it off when I go to the airport? I'm like, yes, you can.
I knew that this happened. I just didn't realize that this was going on. People are doing it for this long of durations.
Oh, definitely. Yeah,
that's a long time. Like, so can we be there when you uncase his penis? Like, can we do a live broadcast? I would love to be in the room.
Great. He's actually really shy with public humiliation, but I can ask him if he ever moves here.
That would be great. We will do a live. We will, no cameras, nothing. I'll just be broadcasting what it's like to have his cock out in the world.
I mean, he doesn't even like when I post videos of him because he has a name tag and it says Property of Goddess Jade on it.
Wow.
So he doesn't even like when I post those on Twitter.
Of course, I'm sure you get this question all the time, but I mean, this guy's losing inches here. This guy's, going to have prostate problems. Do you feel bad at all?
No.
Do you feel bad?
He's not my sub.
Okay. But so why?
Because I know that he'll have it off soon.
Okay.
Because he's looking for a job right now to relocate here. And I told him the longer you wait, the longer you have it on. Because it's not like I have the keys.
Yeah. Going back to the relationship, it's like as long as you have like a communication like with your submissive, like you can go as far as you want.
He actually wants to be locked forever.
Yeah. There's a lot of people that are like, I want to be locked forever and stuff like that. Yeah. He's like, oh my God. No, that's the thing.
But all like, but you say there's like a hole in there that he pees through.
Yeah.
But doesn't that thing like, It's like when you walk outside with glasses in the winter, like, doesn't that thing get fogged up? Like, you know, isn't it like the condensation?
No, there's no rust? One.
There's
no.
There are different kinds of chastity cages.
It just depends on oh, what, sure. which plastic, is best for
plastic, metal.
Oh, okay, okay. I guess okay.
Look yeah. into that.
And you just get these on Amazon? Or
what? Yeah.
Yeah, everything's yeah. on Amazon, right?
Yeah, everything's on Amazon.
Literally everything. I have, oh my God. So...
She's got a box.
She's got a mysterious Amazon package right over here.
Basically, so I've been hit up by a lot of sex toy companies over the last month and a half, and they just keep sending me sex toys for them to test. I've only tested like half of them.
We're going to test them out today.
But...
I mean, we'll get the camera guy in here. You can lock him up.
I think just like a basic like rabbit vibrator is in there, but okay. Yeah, like it's so funny because it's just like I just have like a collection now and I don't know what to do with wow. all of them.
Can you give the Carolina guy's name?
Will you do California?
Yeah, a California guy.
He goes by Megan.
Megan. Oh, he's a
sissy.
Oh.
He's a sissy.
He's a yeah. sissy slut.
Oh my God.
How can he be a how can he be a slut if he's in a chastity belt? That seems like
great. Well, the chastity belt is covering the penis, not the anal.
Oh, anus. There we go, Megan.
How stupid of me. Yeah.
You ever just what walked a cis white dude? So, I mean,
how horny is this fucking guy? Like, what is he like? What's
Oh, you can literally show him a foot, and he's turned on.
Wow.
That's, I told you you would have more to say.
I remember I had him jerk off with a carrot in the yeah, it was a little baby carrot. And I had him jerk off with it while he was in chastity. Oh my and I God. Was like, go ahead, you have permission to come.
If yeah, you can for come. My birthday. Was it my birthday or his birthday? I don't know. For one, it was either my birthday or my sub's birthday. I let him take his cage off, edge, and then put it back on. And that
Did
was
you
fun.
Let him come?
Wow.
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm so, no. so what is, so now how do you guys get to this point, like mentally, where you are so like, I guess like good at being filthy? Like, you know what I mean? Like just really like
the be,
like,
dominant.
Yeah.
It's like natural.
It just comes to you. Okay. It really does. Like you can learn, obviously, like I have a lot to learn, but like sometimes like some stuff just like comes to me. Like it just, it's like an epiphany. And
so
it's like,
there's no
oh,
school
shit.
For this.
I mean, a lot
you,
of,
if you want to be, if you want to yeah. dabble into pro dom,
yeah.
Professional dominatrix, you, yeah, can.
You can.
There's so many around Chicago.
There
it's
is.
Ridiculous.
Really?
There's this place in Minnesota, House of J Femdom. There's this Ebony Dom. That's usually what people of color or black doms refer to ourselves as, is Ebony Doms. There's this beautiful Ebony Dom, and her name is Lady Domina Bite, and she has this whole collective, and she's based in Minnesota. She has this whole dungeon, and she gives classes and stuff like that, and I really want to go. It's just far away, and I don't have a vehicle, so.
What's the yeah. average age of the people in the fetish?
I mean...
What was your question?
Like, what's the average age?
Yeah, what are these guys like? Like, describe them.
So my last sub was like 37, but the guy I'm talking to right now, he's in his like late 20s, which is really strange to me because I hate young guys.
Why is that?
They're very demanding and they're not very respectful.
Millennials.
It's true.
And they're in school, so
yeah,
they can't
so they're
pay
broke.
That much.
I don't want your money. I want your dad's money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You ever have that though? Maybe the guy runs up, grabs the dad's credit card or something.
You know what? I had a 23-year-old for like a minute. And that's literally what he did.
Wow.
And I just
or like the parents send them money for yeah. college and they send it to us.
Yeah, I just wasn't feeling it. So it didn't last very
I
long.
I like the older white subs.
Yeah, I like older.
They're
older
weak
guys.
For ebony goddesses.
They are weak.
Is that the most prevalent clientele, is older white guys?
You know,
for me.
It depends on the dom. Oh my God. When my sub finally revealed himself to me, I was like, oh no, he's hot. He's damn fine. Like,
wait, is he going to be listening to this? What I
yes,
tell you?
Yes, he is.
Don't tell them that.
I know. He knows.
Giving them power.
He knows. Ooh. But no. But he like he totally respects me. It's bad. Like it baffles me too because it's just like how can like an attractive man like you submit to me?
I cannot have an attractive son.
And it's like I know he's attractive.
So what's like weird. What's like the personal relationship's been like?
Oh my goodness.
Like, do you guys have boyfriends?
Me?
I'm single.
Okay. I'm currently single. Okay. I mean, I'm dating.
But like, people. Do you like? Oh, okay. So obviously, we heard from Avera that she enjoys it. She, in a way, gets off to it as well, right? Do you? Are you the same way, or is it?
I am. Okay, so maybe I should make something a little clear. I keep my Findom separate from my vanilla as Avera. Mm-hmm. And however, I make it known that the submissive, there's no sexual relations.
Yep.
There's no intercourse, no oral, nothing.
Yep, nothing.
There is no romance. This is a strict dominant / submissive relationship. So therefore, I can still do whatever I want, mm-hmm. and I'll choose what he gets to do.
Yeah. There is relationships like that. It's usually called FLR or female led relationships.
Okay.
But I do not participate.
I do not either.
But now after you do a session like that, does this make you want to be like, all right, now I'm gonna go sleep with some guy around here? Okay. So then it's like you
sometimes.
Really? So then you're like,
and they like hearing about it too.
Oh, really?
Like if you sleep with someone and like you tell them about it,
cuckolding,
if you will.
Mm-hmm.
They love it.
And how much would it like, so what's, obviously it ranges 25 to 50 for the panties. And then obviously we talked about the
initial
tribute. What's like a high end thing? Like how much is,
I mean, it really depends on your relationship with the sub, how much the sub can give. Cause true financial domination is you controlling their finances. And so you got to make sure that they're okay and they're able to participate in the fetish while you get your needs. So some doms require thousands of dollars a month. Okay. Some doms only like the sacrifice. Like the sacrifice is like instead of buying lunch for the day, you're sending lunch to your dom instead. Or you're sending the money that you pay for lunch for your dom instead.
Hey, real quick, let's pause for a break. Let's talk about JP Graziano's because they talked about lunch money, right?
Yeah, they said some of what they call them, their submissives.
Yeah.
Would just send them their lunch money.
Yeah.
So whatever you were going to spend on lunch money, you send it to your findom. She can then take that money and go get the best sandwich in town.
Yeah, she could type in. She could hop on jpgraziano.com, type a little dog walk online, get 10% off.
For everyone.
Yeah, let's get it a little 10% off, like I said, on pickup or deliveries. Head right in there. I think a punch card still works for, even if someone's controlling your funds.
No one. Yeah, of course. So it doesn't matter who you are. You got that punch card. You say Eddie. They're not going to ask you questions. They're going to serve you a delicious lunch.
There we go. So, yeah, head on over to JP Graziano's. 901 West Randolph in the heart of the West Loop, the best sandwich in Chicago. All right, Chief, let's get right back into this.
Bang, bang. Does anyone do this as a full-time career?
You do, right? Mm-mm. Oh, no. Neither of us do.
Nope, it's still part-time.
Can you guys say what general field you guys are in? I don't obviously.
I work retail.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, bartender at night and 50 million other jobs.
Okay.
Other I do places. Retail.
How good was 50 Shades of Grey for business?
You're asking me.
Because, isn't that when this became more mainstream?
Do you want to talk about mainstream BDSM?
That's as deep as I go. That's where all my education is from that.
Every time, there's this BDSM wave thing, like 50 Shades of Grey, you just get a lot of naivety coming in and a lot of people really jumping the gun without doing their research. And it's painfully obvious. Painfully obvious.
So you don't like that then?
You know what? I actually...
She's more in the financial aspect.
I'm on more of the financial aspect, okay. Yes. I did watch 50 Shades of Grey for science because I'm also a filmmaker myself. So I love Sam Taylor Johnson. She's like one of my favorite female directors. And I was really, really worried when she did get casted... Or not casted, but she did get appointed to direct that film. Because I was like, how can such a good director like her direct a pile of shit? But she did it, and I watched it, and I was like, okay, they did a good job for what they had. It's not a good representation of BDSM. But they, for what it's worth, they did what they could. Mm-hmm. I still think it's bad. I still think it's a train wreck.
Okay.
But for what it was, it wasn't
I loved it.
It wasn't terrible. You could just tell. Like, they tried to, change some things. Like, there was a scene in the book. I didn't read the book, but from my understanding, there was a scene in the book where, Christian, beats Anastasia, and she uses her safe word, and he doesn't stop, which is unheard of.
I don't remember that.
In BDSM.
And I read all the books.
Yeah, but, in the film, they changed it, so when he was beating her, she just didn't say anything.
Wow.
And so he kept going.
That's at the end of book one. You should read it.
Yeah. So
I'm going to go back and read it because I don't remember that.
There we go.
That's because the safe word is huge.
Huge. Absolutely huge.
That's like the one in the gray books.
No,
it's
when that's universal. In any, when you're participating in any kind of fetish play, especially with, you know, femdom and prodom, it's good to have a safe word. So, because you can say a lot of things to your sub, and your sub can say a lot of things to you, and you're gonna be in the sub space and dom space, so you're not gonna know like if they're really hurting or if they're really like, so there's a safe word so you can stop and start the aftercare process.
I have a safe word for money.
Yeah.
If I push them over the edge.
That's awesome.
What is that?
That's awesome.
You said why is that?
What is the safe word for money?
Oh, I think his is pineapples.
Pineapples.
Yeah, it depends. Yeah. Okay. Now, we let them pick their own so really? They'll remember. Yeah.
So we got to jump back into the money thing. So Jade, like what's the ballpark here?
Okay, so I have one of my boys, my best boy, he lives in Australia. I won't state what he does, but I can average anywhere between $2,000 and $5,000 a month.
Wow, $2,000 and $5,000 a month. So, what's the best week you've ever had? Do you remember that?
The best week I've ever had was $2,700.
$2,700. Okay, so the best like year? Are we talking like in the 50,000 range?
I won't go into that. Okay. but it does vary because the subs vary. There's a lot of inconsistent subs on Twitter, online, like FetLife and a lot of fetish-based websites. So they are inconsistent. It's all about finding the submissives that are consistent, devoted, and loyal to solely you.
Yeah. Have you ever gotten flown out places? Like, is that a thing?
It is a thing.
I had a sub pay for my vacation once.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I just went to Greece on sub-funded vacation.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
I went to San Diego. Mm-hmm.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. What's the most expensive item you've had purchased for you?
Well, okay. So that's funny you say that because I had a shopping slave for like 6 months. So like once a week we'd meet up or once every 2 weeks we'd meet up depending. This is the sub I kept in chastity, the first one. And so we'd meet up every day, not every day. We meet up once a week or every other week downtown. And he would give me like $300 or $400 limit. And I would just buy whatever the fuck I wanted. Oh. Sometimes I didn't even know what to get. So I would just like go to Target and get stuff I needed.
Supermarket sweep.
Yeah. Supermarket sweep. Yes.
You guys would be very surprised. There's a lot of doms who make hundreds, like $100,000 a year.
Yeah.
And we still have to pay our taxes.
We do.
So we have to keep, you know, our 20-25% off to the side because, you know, once next year comes around, the IRS doesn't play with anyone.
They really don't, no.
Wow.
A lot of websites make it easier, though, because they'll, like, you have to sign, like, a tax form, then they'll send you, like, your earnings and stuff, so.
I hate going to those
websites. So it's not through, like, Venmo or cash.
I take it through cash apps.
Oh, through cash
apps. But we still have to claim it, though.
Okay.
Interesting.
What do you put as...
Like, you don't put anything. No notes. Oh, please, no notes.
Yeah, no notes because notes is what got my Cash App suspended, and I got my own Venmo suspended.
Cash App, Venmo, PayPal. What else am I missing? Oh, Google Pay, they do not support sex work.
Yeah, they do not support sex work.
So they will cancel your account. They don't care how much money you have in it.
Any kind of like anything like that. They'll cut.
And certain subs like to leave notes such as initial tribute or thank you goddess.
Or thank you goddess or like.
Wow.
It's something. Like, oh, thank you for the humiliation tonight.
Right.
Have you ever bankrupt a guy?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, Jade, you kind of look for a second like you did.
I could have, and then he said pineapple. I stop.
I have a great relationship with my sub. We are in a total power exchange. Okay. So he gives me all of his paychecks, and I disperse money for bills. I disperse money for his groceries. He was able to treat himself after a few months and get a haircut. Oh. I know.
What a treat.
Wow. What Jade's talking about right there, that's true. Like financial domination, total power exchange right there. That's true. Like if you, like, you got, like, you can give your sub his money for bills, groceries, and then take the rest for yourself. Like, I love that. I'm so jealous.
Financial domination.
Financial domination's great.
Now, does he have, like, a family or anything, that guy?
He has a wife and two kids around my age.
Do they know?
No, they do not know. The wife, they've been separated. Mm-hmm. So he's in the basement, and he said his kids took his wife's side, so...
Interesting.
Gotcha.
So I guess, I'm with two things here. So one, it's like, where's, like, the... Is there like dungeons and shit in Chicago?
There is. There's
like,
so many.
There's so many. Yeah.
And like, are those like underground? Like, could people find those?
No, just by you Googling can Google them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? Interesting.
BDSM dungeon.
Okay. Yeah, BDSM dungeon. And you can rent them too.
And that's legal. That's legal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because there was that place not far from here that got shut down.
Yeah, there was a brothel a couple blocks away from here.
That's different.
That's different. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, we'll end with this. Do you guys know White Sox Dave by chance?
No, I don't.
No, okay. He's White Sox Dave. He's a guy who works here, works for us. So he had like a big snafu with a statue. He was supposed to chain himself to it if the White Sox didn't do something. Yada yada. They didn't do it, but then he ended up not chaining himself. So naturally, this podcast was inspired by Supreme Tawny's video when he was walking that guy around the bean. So what do you guys think? Would you guys be open to if I don't know if you guys want to be on camera or not? We'll have a little walk session around the statue at White Sox Park.
I'll do it.
Yeah,
definitely.
Hell yeah, okay. I'll do it.
But how are we gonna do this though? If you guys want to be filmed, like, what's the?
I'll just wear sunglasses.
I show my face.
Oh, you do?
On my Twitter.
Yeah, on your Twitter. Okay.
Yeah,
you can see my public humiliation videos on.
Oh, she's
Twitter.
Got a really good one. Where were you at Target?
No, I was outside of Orland Park Mall.
Oh, okay.
Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, that's okay. It.
Because I have another one in the Mariano's parking lot.
Ooh.
Maybe that's the one. She had her legs up on him. He was a human furniture thing. That was really cool.
An Auntie Anne's pretzel out of your feet or something.
She was so sweet to him too. I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah. Like, she just casually had her legs on him and he was like, everybody's going to watch. And she's like, no, you're not watching. And I was like,
wow. You see the people videotaping. There was a group of girls in a Range Rover and they were all taping with their iPhones.
Oh no. Wow. That's great. I love
it. He was so red.
This guy loses his debit card all the time too. Like, he actually might need a fin dom.
Yeah. Sure.
He might need one. That's just great. Okay.
Just for budgeting purposes.
Oh yeah.
So we'll get in the works on that. Girls, thanks a lot for joining us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, that was educational.
Yes.
You are welcome.
You're so welcome. Yeah. I didn't get to talk about my cash meet, but that's okay.
Oh yeah, yeah. What are you? Where can people find you? Let's get you some people around here as well.
Okay. Well, hold on. Let me talk about my cash meet first, and then I'll give my handles.
Okay.
I want to start. So Supreme Tawny might have done it at the Beam, but I've done it at Millennium Park before. I did it last year by the Gardens, but it was at night.
Okay.
So it wasn't like where like a lot of people were there, but there were still people walking by. And he got on his knees and he kissed my feet and then he handed me cash and then we left. Oh. And he was from France. Ooh. So he came from France. He found me on Twitter. He's like, I want to do a cash meet. He did all the necessary steps and then we met at the bean and he loved it.
Wow.
So it was a good time.
I love ball busting. That's my favorite.
Ball busting.
I get nervous.
You get on all fours and I can bust your balls.
Yeah, I feel like we might need to bring you guys back for a whole nother show. touch the surface.
Well, if you pull up my page, you'll see the video. It's right there in the on the front where I'm busting his balls.
I'm too nervous to do that. Oh, so handles. Okay. Yeah. You can find me on Twitter at Goddess Avira. That is GODESSAVYRA. That's also like, I'm pretty sure if you just search that, you'll find me wherever that is because no one else has the name Avira as far as I know. I do have a AVN Stars account that is a website dedicated for sex workers of all kinds, porn stars, dominatrixes, financial dominatrixes, and that website is made for us, and it's completely anonymous, so you don't have to worry about, or it's completely anonymous for people that pay, so you don't have to worry about your name, credit card information, anything that goes through that website. You just get the money, so you can find me on there, and yeah, that's where you can find me.
Jade?
And mine is Goddess Jade, which is GODDESSJAYDE_JS.
Awesome. Okay. All right, Chief. What a wild one.
This was something else.
That's it for today, everybody. We will catch you next time.
Bye.
Thank you.